third hour of Artie's Time Warp March 84. It's the title track from the best-selling album of all time. Michael Jackson's hitting it big with Thriller. 65 million copies of this album will be sold. So if somebody comes up to you in, say, the 21st century and says, "Hey, man, I got this rare copy of Thriller on vinyl, and I'll sell it to you for $300, man." Yeah, well, if they pull a line like that on you, you just use the title of another one of the songs on the Thriller LP and tell them to beat it.
Artie's Time Warp.
I'm gonna bring it to life. foulest stenches in the air. The funk of 40,000 years and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver. For no immortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
A Soviet sub crashes into the USS aircraft carrier Kitty Hawk off the coast of Japan, and Peter Yarrell, who has been said to be the strongest Englishman, dies in March of 84. Mr. Yarrell was a big man by anyone's measure. He weighed in at 826 pounds. We just heard Thriller, the seventh and final single from the album of the same name. Weird Al Yankovic has produced a spoof from one of the earlier singles from the album, and it's called Eat It. Alice Cooper hasn't toured for his two most recent albums and departs ways with his label in March of 84 to go on hiatus from the music industry for 2 years.
25 years of top 40 hits, only on Artie's Time Warp.
It's Cool and the Gang from their album In the Heart.
And a
Hailing from Detroit, it's the Romantics, melding power pop and new wave, and throwing in a little bit of big hair as well, just for good measure in March of 84. Stay tuned, Artie's Time Warp continues after these messages from our sponsors.